Fairfield, Cincinnati.
It's time now for Baptist Chapel. Here's Pastor Fred Baker.
Good morning, this is Pastor Fred Baker. It's certainly a privilege to come to you this morning. We're glad to be able to be back. We thank the Lord for the blessings of this life, for the safe traveling grace and mercy that He's allowed us to come and go. We had a wonderful time. We were visiting a little church down in Kentucky, and we got to see some folks we hadn't seen for a while. Most of all, the Lord manifest Himself amongst us, and we just had a glorious time in the Lord. And we thank Him for that and appreciate the opportunity to be able to be here again this morning, this beautiful summer morning. And we thank Brother Damon for filling in for us last week once again. And we appreciate our brother and that we can depend upon him. We certainly want to thank everyone that makes this possible. We woke up this morning thinking about how that God had blessed us down through 6 months of time now that we've had this little broadcast, and we just thank the Lord for this privilege and opportunity. We appreciate the church there at Baptist Chapel making it possible, and we desire the prayers of all of God's people. And this morning, again, we'd invite you to come join us if you don't have a home church, and even if you'd just like to visit around, we'd love to have you stop by and be with us sometime at Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road out of Woodsdale. The mailing address is Trenton. But we're located just out of Woodsdale there on Wayne Madison Road. Our service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m. with worship following at 11, and then at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. And we normally have our youth service Bible study on Wednesday night. This week we won't have any Wednesday evening service because of the holiday, but we'd certainly invite you to come be with us any other time. And we will be in service this evening, the Lord willing. We've had several weeks that we've not been able to have service, but we're going to pick back up tonight, and we'd invite you to come be with us Sunday evening, and we'd love to have you. We also want to say this morning, we have made possible, the Lord's made a way, we've been recording some of the broadcasts, and if anyone would like those or have someone that might be of interest, why, just let us know, and we'll try to provide that in a CD format. But we thank the Lord for providing us that opportunity today. So bow with us in a word of prayer this morning. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, so much upon our mind and heart, and yet so little time. But God, it reminds us of the brevity of life, Father God, of the occurrences, Lord, of the times that we come across those in this world, Lord. Many times that our encounters are brief, Lord. Many times our opportunity to share the gospel is but for a few moments, Lord. And, oh God, we thank you for each one that you give us, Lord God. We thank you for traveling grace and mercy. And today, again, oh Lord, we're glad to be able to come, Father, to stand in this place, God, and we ask, we look to you, Father, for your touch, your blessings upon Brother Mark and the station, God. And, oh Lord, we ask that you bless Brother Kenneth there down in the hospital in Tennessee, God. And, oh Lord, the ones that have shared with us, God, the needs are many this morning, but oh God, Father, as the needs are great, we realize that your grace is greater today, Lord. And oh Father, we thank you for that this morning, God. Our Lord, we ask you to look down upon this you've given us, Lord. Just give us the grace we need, how to deliver a brief message, Lord God, blessing your services where your children gather everywhere this day. Our Lord, just go with us now, God, and bless this hour, Father, we pray. Lord, be with our young men and women in service of our country. Touch our sick, O Lord, above all else, save our lost, we pray. These favors we ask in the holy name of Jesus, and amen. This morning, we'd invite you to turn with us into the book of Revelation today. We're just going to read a few verses there, and we're not come this morning to bring about contention or controversy or any such thing as that. But I believe it's a place of hope this morning, be found in the seventh chapter. I'm out of the book of Revelation. It's probably familiar to you that are students of the Bible, but if you begin there about that ninth verse, he said, "And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude." How which no man can number of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues. How stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, how which sitteth upon the throne and under the Lamb, and all the angels stood round about, how the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, how saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which have came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes. I made them white in the blood of the Lamb. How therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night? I in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. And neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Brother, that's reading down through the remaining verses there in the 7th chapter of the book of Revelation. How wonderful is the promise of God this morning. Brother, the hope we share, the hope we live today. Brother, to be able to come to you and tell you this morning that there is hope in Christ Jesus. Brother, I'm glad that it's extended unto all men this morning. Brother, I'm sorry for those of you that seem to find in the precious scripture a God that can't, don't, and won't. Because, brother, I serve a God that can, and he will, and he does this morning. Brother, he's got all power both in heaven and earth. Brother, I rejoice this morning in knowing that his ways are far above my ways as the heavens are above the earth. That his thoughts are not my thoughts. Brother, I serve a God today. That I stand in awe of one that's able this morning to gather the elect. Brother, to gather his children from all over this globe. Brother, it's not based on our traditions, our heritage. Brother, it has no dwelling in our opinions. Brother, there's one place it's common. Brother, there's one thing we need to press back to this morning. That is the blood of our Savior. The precious cross this morning. Yea, I am a preacher of the cross. Brother, I believe with all my heart that it's the place we must come to. Brother, we can have creeds or not. Brother, we can claim this and we can claim that. Brother, but we must come back to the cross, out of the precious blood that flowed down, that cleansed us from all unrighteousness. Yes, my friend, I search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, Jesus said. I know what the word says this morning. His blood, according to 1 John in the 1st chapter, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness, from all sin this morning. Brother, we might sing different songs, we might march to a different beat. But praise God this morning. There's a number that no man can number. And yes, my friend, my Bible tells me that it's a number no man can number of all nations, kindred and people and tongues. Brother, if there's that great diversity, what do they have in common? You have to drop down a little further then. And these are they which came out of great tribulation, and had their robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb. Brother, this morning it takes that precious blood. Preacher, we don't want to talk about it anymore, brother. I'm sorry you don't. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Brother, it takes the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us. Brother, we can be dunked in every hole of water there is. Brother, we can be sprinkled. You can turn the hose on them if you want. Brother, without the shed blood of Jesus Christ being applied, they'll never see what the John's talking about here. They'll never be a part of that number. Brother, yes, I know this morning there's differences of opinions. I know today there's different doctrines and teachings, theologies and philosophies and psychologies and so on. Brother, but I'm not. I'm asking you this morning. I press through all of that. I find out this morning if you've been cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. Brother, he didn't say hear the water of the creek. He didn't say the baptismal pool. Brother, he didn't say belonging to the right church. Brother, he said their robes were washed white in the blood. I'm out of the Lamb this morning. Brother, it's necessary. I know so much in this old world's optional. You can have this or you can have that. Brother, even I'm the restaurants that we frequent. Brother, you can have this or you can have that with your order. Brother, I'm here to tell you on the authority of the Word of God. And yes, I speak from that authority this morning, that there's only one way from earth to glory, and that's suing by Jesus Christ our Lord. Brother, you can believe he's a prophet. You can believe he's a good man. You can believe he was a grand teacher. Brother, my Bible says that these are they that have come up through great tribulation, have their robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb. Brother, cleansed this morning, yea. God had a plan, and it included the death of his Son. How do you know? Because he stood as a lamb slain. I'm before the foundation of the world. Brother, if you're a New Testament believer, you're built upon the foundation of the Old Testament. I dig a little deeper. Brother, and you'll find that it was all foretold, foreshadowed. Brother, those things had a shadow of things to come. Brother, when the Passover lamb was slain, and the blood was applied to the lintel, and that of the doorpost, it pointed the way to Christ Jesus, that would come and be the sacrifice of Passover for all mankind. Brother, aren't you glad this morning for that little word all that so many times recorded in the book of Romans? Brother, when men couldn't reach God, God reached man. Brother, he brought salvation down into the reach of every man, woman, boy or girl. Brother, yes, I am what I am by the grace of God. Brother, I am where I am. I'm because God places in the body wherein is pleasing unto him. Brother, but I'm saved this morning. I'm because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ has been applied to my heart and life. I cleansed me from all unrighteousness, from all sin this morning. And because of that, I have hope that in one day I will join that band that Brother John saw. Brother, yes, this old preacher that couldn't sing is going to sing. Brother, our heart had to shout like we'd like to, but one day we will. I set free, my friend. Brother, putting on that new body. We will indeed. I worship the Lamb. Brother, we'll worship God. And yes, my friend, I will hunger no more. I will thirst no more. Brother, spend a little time. I'm meditating on that blessed hope. That home we have. These differences of opinions. Brother, the old song said, this is just what heaven means to me. Brother, if you're afraid of the house of worship here, what are you going to do when you get to glory? Because it's a place of eternal worship. Brother, I know how the songs say we're going to do this and we're going to do that, how the book tells us how what we're going to do, how brother is worship God. We're going to band together. All of our differences will be left on this side of the river. Brother, they're going to be left here. We won't need them over there. Brother, when we step on the shores of home, what we'll have in common is that we've all been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I hope you have this morning. Take us time to seriously consider your life. Oh, I know it's time to celebrate. They say, brother, celebrate for the right reason. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, my friend. My Redeemer lives. Brother, he died for you just the same as me. God bless you this morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker. Come join us somewhere. Be out and worship the Lord today. God bless you. Feeling, buddy.